Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. For the second time in 2 days, a person has had to be airlifted off Gari, formerly known as Fraser Island. This time, a woman was flown to Hervey Bay Hospital after breaking her arm in rough surf on the western side of the island yesterday morning. On Monday, a man was airlifted off the island after he was bitten by a snake while bushwalking. Customers are getting frustrated by several tricky price tags throughout our grocery stores. That's according to Consumer Group Choice. Policy advisor B. Sherwood said a survey of more than 1,000 customers found 1 in 4 shoppers were confused if certain products were on sale or not.
The countless types of labels used by the major supermarkets are clearly confusing consumers who are struggling to determine what is and is not a genuine discount. This is particularly concerning considering many people are trying to make their grocery shop as affordable as possible in a cost of living crisis. It's frustrating consumers.
In a statement, Woolworths, Coles and Aldi all admitted to using several different labels to indicate pricing as well as limited or new additions. However, all insist they're there to indicate better value on products for customers. Meanwhile, the state government's Supermarket Pricing Committee won't commit to any more regional hearings, but say they'd like to if they can find the time. Committee Chair and Member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, says they're looking at their diaries but won't commit to any further regional hearings.
We do have quite a tight schedule as we need to report back to the Parliament by the end of May, but any opportunity that we can find to travel into the regions, well, that absolutely seize upon.
The next hearings in Brisbane will allow farmers to submit anonymously. And finally, RSL Queensland's president is encouraging young people in the Wide Bay to join the rest of the state in commemorating Anzac Day on Thursday. Australians and New Zealanders who served and died in all wars, conflicts and peacekeeping operations will be remembered when memorials begin from dawn across Queensland. Major General Stephen Day AM says it's wonderful to see younger generations carry on the tradition.